Hey, welcome to episode, I wanted to say 15, but apparently this is episode number 17. What a ride it's been. I've actually, for some reason, I've been posting number 13 three times instead of one. So anyways, let's jump right into it. Today is the episode number 17, and I've actually noticed that the listenership is increasing organically, which is very inspirational to me, having, you know, recording this in such a casual manner without really high quality audience or audio, I mean, or anything that I prepare beforehand. Actually, I plan my episodes a few minutes before I release them. Not that I don't care, but I really want to prove myself that I can be consistent with this and I can keep going no matter what. So this is more of a resilience exercise for myself. And I'd be happy if people actually listen and find this valuable, which I'm seeing that they are. And I'm really grateful for that. So anyways, today I want to talk about I actually have forgot. This is the beauty of being casual and not really being a perfectionist, which I am not. And I'm actually proud of that because it lets me do more things than I can probably do by being a perfectionist. So yeah, I actually wanted to talk about today setting goals, and not just setting goals, but setting unrealistic goals. Because a friend of mine and I were talking today about this application that we're both submitting to a certain organization, which I'm going to not disclose right now, but I'm going to disclose it hopefully in a few months, and it'll be big. So anyways, this thing is very, very ambitious that we're, you know, applying for. And people that have heard about us applying for this have really told us that, hey, this is unrealistic. Like 99% of our circle has told us what you guys want to achieve with this is not realistic. Why don't you set realistic goals? And this, let me tell you this happens to me every single time I set something big up in front of myself. Just majority of people would tell me, well, cool, but why don't you do something that's more of a safe ride or more realistic, right? And it really pisses me off. Like, why? Why would you ask me to do something realistic, quote unquote? Why can't I strive for something that's unrealistic? Why can't I shoot for the stars? Because that's where you grow. Like, as obvious as it sounds, this is where you actually get things that you would have never gotten if you haven't strived for that. You can be extraordinary. Anybody can be extraordinary at something. And as, for example, you know who's not extraordinary, who's ordinary? The people who don't believe they can be extraordinary. And what I'm applying for right now, and my friend, is actually something that you have to be qualified to be recognized as extraordinary in your field. And that's what really scares people, that, hey, this is not possible, right? Without even trying. So there's this really good saying by Elon Musk, whose book I'm reading right now as a part of my challenge, who says, I think ordinary people can choose to be extraordinary. Does that make sense? He says choose. He doesn't say are born or they are just given this talent. He says choose. And by reading this book of Elon Musk, I'm actually realizing that he was not born with any specific ability. Yes, he was sharp and smart, intellectual, but what really got him where he got is not just his sharp mind. The people that work for him, his engineers, are much smarter than him. They're way better at what they do than he is. He's not a super cool scientist per se. Yes, he possesses some cool knowledge, but it's not enough to build a rocket company. It's not enough to build a car company. What he has, however, is this ability to choose to be extraordinary, to set unrealistic and very ambitious goals. So today I really encourage you to push yourself and get something unrealistic in front of yourself. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. By tomorrow, please get back to me with your ears open, but with your mind settled for something that's unrealistic. Let's prove them that it is real.